Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. QL moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott bunts for an out with unknown description. Tresh moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and has Tresh trapped. There's the throw to McCoy, who throws over to Higgins, who tags Tresh for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Tebbutt and he is safe. Krivic steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Krivic scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 0 in the game. Knott strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to third. Knott moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Frank Croucher. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Fred Hutchinson. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Billy Rogel pinch runs for Charlie Gehringer. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards right. Radcliffe fields it and throws to second to catch Rogel for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. One out. Larry Rosenthal now playing right field. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Thornton Lee now pitching. Hank Greenberg pinch hits for Earl Averill. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Roy Cullenbine now playing left field. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.